If at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance.
I'm about to challenge someone somewhere in the United States to identify that mystery voice for $1,300 in cash and prizes. Also, you'll hear real people revealing the dramatic details of their lives on this, the transcribed Second Chance program. We'll be with you in just 1 minute.
It's the YMCA for brotherhood. It's the Y for leisure or play. Grown-ups or teenagers, privates or majors, are welcome at the YMCA. It's the Y for lasting friendships. At the Y you can worship and pray. Learn to be self-reliant, understanding, and pliant. That's the good old American way. Go straight to the Y from the station. When you're away from home, they'll give you a smile and a welcome. You'll never feel alone. At the Y you'll find good fellowship. Any place in the USA, that's the way of this blessed land. Reach for a friendly hand at the YMCA.
Well, hi there, everybody. This is your friend Johnny Olson welcoming you to Second Chance, the program that brings you real people telling their own stories and proving that if at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance. And I'll be calling one of you lucky home listeners a little later on in the show for a crack at our giant mystery voice jackpot. There's over $1,300 in cash and prizes waiting for the person that can identify our famous mystery voice when I call. And remember, if you send in a postcard with your name and phone number, I might be calling you. So sit tight, stay with us, this may be your lucky day. And now for our first story on Second Chance. My guest today is Mrs. Betty Walker, who has a problem with her 19-year-old niece, Loretta. Now, Loretta is planning marriage, a marriage that Mrs. Walker and her husband strenuously object to. And she wants to know if she's right in interfering with these plans. But first of all, let me say welcome to Second Chance, Mrs. Walker. Nice to have you here.
How do you do, Johnny? It's a pleasure to be here.
May I call you Betty?
Certainly. I call you Johnny.
All right. Now, Betty, why do you feel that your niece's marriage is your responsibility?
Well, my sister and my brother-in-law were killed in an accident. The girl was 9 years old, and I took her in my own home and raised her as my own child.
Well, now, just what are your objections to Loretta getting married?
Well, I believe she's too young for this man. He's a widower with 3 children, and he's 35 and she's 19. And I don't think that she knows the responsibility of the 3 children.
I see. Well, now, does she realize all of the responsibilities that marriage would entail, marrying a man this much older than she with a family?
Oh, no, indeed not, because she doesn't know what goes along with the washing and cooking and all that. And I don't think she... And then perhaps she may have one of her own that would be the fourth one, and I don't think she'd be able to handle the situation.
Well, now, how do you feel of a girl of her age? Do you feel that she should have more companionship with fellows more her age?
That's right. I think she should go around a bit and go with the younger generation. But she feels that she's so mature and that these younger fellows have nothing to offer her. And this old fella came along, and naturally he's older, and he flattered her and, I guess, told her he had all this to offer her. And she just feels that she would rather have the older man. But I don't agree with that.
Even with the ready-made family,
that's
she's willing
right.
to take him.
That's right.
Well, now, are there any other young men who are active in the picture? You've mentioned her going out with other young men. Are there any that she has become in love with at all?
Well, she's been going around with the different ones, and she seemed that she would come back and she'd say, well, they're just too silly. I can't stand them. They're not the kind that I would like to marry. And I tell her, well, you're still young. You're no older than they are, and I can't see why you can't go around and go with these younger fellas and see what you... You may really find one that you really would like. Now, I don't believe that she should go with this older man.
Well, now, Betty, what happens when you tell her these things?
Well, if we're at the table and my husband would say something, she gets mad, she gets away from the table and throws her napkin down, runs and grabs a hat and goes out, and we don't see her till late in the evening. And it makes us all upset, and then the next day I have to try to make amends with her.
You feel that you don't want to antagonize the situation, but you're seeking some help.
That's right. I certainly would appreciate it a whole lot.
Your problem actually is that you don't want to stymie her in any way from having a perfectly normal life, but On the other hand, you don't want to encourage the situation,
No,
it?
Indeed not. I think that she's too young to settle down and have a ready-made family. I believe she should go around and get a younger man and then start from scratch with the younger fella, and they can take it more at that age because they're younger and they can throw it off. But I can't see her going with a ready-made family. When you're younger, naturally, you have different ideas. And
in other words, you might be wrong in your feelings, but you don't feel that a 19-year-old girl is capable of these responsibilities.
That's right. I know I wouldn't want a 35-year-old man if I were 19.
Well, Betty, I know that the folks in our audience will have some interesting comments on your problem, but we'll discuss them when we return to Second Chance in just a minute.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jimmy. Happy birthday to you.
Go on, Jimmy. Open your present.
Okay.
There, that one. That's the big surprise.
Gosh! A United States savings bond. Is it all mine?
Sure is. That's your name right up at the top, son. It's just like the ones Mother and I have been saving since you were born. Now you got a good start toward saving for your own future.
Start now to save for yourself or your family. Join the payroll savings plan where you work.
Your employer will set aside from your paycheck whatever amount you choose, and then will use your money to buy savings bonds in your name.
Savings bonds are a good investment. 3% interest compounded semi-annually when held to maturity, and the privilege of holding maturing bonds an additional 10 years at that same good interest.
And they're fully guaranteed against loss, theft, or destruction. There's no safer investment in the world.
Invest in your future by investing in United States savings bonds.
Let's return now to Second Chance. Well, it's time now to hear from our studio audience, and I'm right here with my portable mic, anxious to know just what your comments are on Mrs. Walker's problem. Now, she wants to stop her 19-year-old niece, Loretta, whom she has brought up as her own daughter, from marrying a widower with three children, but she can't seem to convince her that she's making a mistake. Now, what do you think, folks? Do you think that Mrs. Walker is right in trying to interfere with her niece's marriage, or do you think a 19-year-old girl has maturity enough to make her own decision? Do you think a marriage like this could be successful? On the other hand, how would you convince this 19-year-old girl that she's making a mistake? Let's find out the viewpoints of our audience here at Second Chance. Ma'am?
Well, I think she's terribly wrong in trying to interfere with her niece's decision. I think that this girl obviously needs an older man to replace a father image, which she has lost. And I feel that this man can fulfill the certain needs that this girl has throughout her life. She feels warmth and love for his children, will raise them as a mother should, because she already has undergone the same experience by being raised by someone else other than a mother.
Then you feel that the aunt in this case, or Betty, who has raised the child, is wrong in interfering at this time?
Yes, I do.
Do you agree with this young lady?
Well, no, I don't. I don't think that this girl does realize the responsibilities, and I feel that time will tell, and that although the aunt shouldn't stop her from seeing the man, if she continued to wait and think it over and saw other men meanwhile, I think the girl would decide herself that this marriage isn't best for her.
By the way, I have a question here I'd like to ask of Mrs. Walker that just come to mind. Have you had a similar experience in advising your own children what to do, Mrs. Walker?
Yes, I did. I have a daughter, and she was a nurse, and she was infatuated with a fellow that was raising chickens, and I didn't think that that would make a good marriage. Well, my daughter, she listened, and now she married a mechanical engineer. She's got two children, and just the other day she says, "Mother, how happy I am that you've discouraged that marriage. I wish Loretta would listen to you and follow your advice."
So you feel then that having given advice to your own daughter, and that you were right in that case, that you sort of feel right about giving advice to your niece.
That's right.
That she should pin his way. Yes, yes,
ma'am. Raising chickens wasn't so bad. Why should she be against chickens?
Well, why
she might have been still happier with her other boyfriend.
Yeah, but why couldn't she better herself? Why should you have to go down? You can better yourself. You don't make such a lot of money on chickens. I come from the chicken state, and I know just what it is.
You might come from a chicken state, but I know of people who have made lots of money on chickens.
Yes, but maybe they were fortunate.
Well, let's forget about the chickens and get to the problem at hand here, which is whether or not the parent here is interfering with the happiness of the daughter by not wanting her to marry this older man. We've had one for and one against. How do you feel on this, ma'am?
Well, I feel that the daughter should have something to say about this marriage. I know of a case where a young lady married a man that was almost, 40 years older than she.
How did it work out?
It worked out beautifully. She has. She had a child by a previous marriage. They have three children of their own. Man has had security, and they have just been to California, and on our way, we stopped in Illinois to visit them, and they are as happy as two bugs in a rug.
Then you feel that in this case, the parent should let the child go ahead and marry the older man. It has been successful.
Well, if he is successful, and the girl loves him.
All right, just a moment. I hear
him. I think the aunt should try a little experiment. Perhaps she should pretend that she goes along with the idea and get the girl to keep the children for a weekend without the man present. And I think that would have a good influence on whether or not she wants to continue with
it. A very good suggestion, young lady. A very good suggestion. Just a moment.
Johnny,
Mrs. Walker wants to comment on
that. I guess I haven't thought about that. Maybe the young lady is right,
one
and I'll keep that in mind.
Three wild kids and 19 years old.
That's right.
I know. I work with kids every day.
You feel she may change your mind. May we have another opinion here? How about a gentleman's point of view?
Well, I think that they're both wrong in that respect because interfering with your niece's marriage is only going to... something's going to happen in the end. I mean, if you let it go as it is now, I'm sure that if she does marry him, 9 out of 10 cases, it never works out. That's a fact.
But why let it go through the
just
divorce?
A minute. What?
But why let it go through the a divorce when it possibly can be avoided? I still say that if she is given one or two times the responsibility of these three children without the man, she's going to be in the house without these children.
The sort of trial family idea of yours.
Yes, the trial family idea. Let her keep the kids for a weekend. Take them to the beach for a weekend. Let him go somewhere else. She'll change her mind.
See what her restrictions are. Just a moment. Just a moment, please. Let's have some more comments.
I think Miss Walker is wrong. I mean, because they wouldn't listen anyway. She's going to marry this man regardless of what she has to say. And the less she has to say, I think the better off she'll be.
You think it's
well,
a father
it depends
that...
on how the child is. Like, I talked to my daughter, and I got her to change her mind.
Your daughter is different than your niece, as far as that's concerned. She will not listen to you. And the more you're going to hamper her, the worse it is going to be for the child.
No,
leave them alone.
You
let
feel
that
you disagree.
No, I disagree.
Here's a lady who disagrees.
I feel the more you talk to them and explain the difference in age and show them that when she's 30 and he's 60 then, and then the children are still small, that they surely wouldn't get along. The man is ready to.
Well, now, I think we've had some very good opinions here. I think we have time for one more. Let's get another lady's viewpoint. Yeah. Now, which of these people do you agree with, or what would your suggestion be to this lady who is just trying to solve this problem and certainly not stand in the way of happiness of the niece that she's brought up?
Well, if she won't take her aunt's advice, love is blind, marriage is the eye-opener, she'll have to take the consequences. And she'll be very sorry, because when he's an old man, wants to stay home, look at the movie, that she wants to go out dancing night, it won't do.
Very good thought, too, ma'am. And thank you very much, all of you, for a most stimulating discussion. I guess we could go on with this for minutes and minutes. Incidentally, all of you who commented will receive a beautiful crystal decanter of intoxication by D'Orsay, creators of the world's most famous French perfumes. And Mrs. Walker, I hope that you found some help in some of the suggestions offered here today.
I certainly did, Johnny. And I think that young lady there that said about giving those children a weekend with the children, that she'd soon find out that it isn't all what it's cracked up to be.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Walker, and for appearing as our guest here at Second Chance today. I'd like to present you with the world-famous Helbros watch. It's your gift of a lifetime, a watch of celebrities with lifetime jewels and unbreakable mainspring. Very best of luck to you and your niece. We'll be back to Second Chance in just a moment.
Me fight communism, Bob Hope?
That's right, Bill Goodwin. You can fight communism. And for as little as $1. Your truth dollar helps Radio Free Europe broadcast the truth to 70 million freedom-hungry people trapped behind the Iron Curtain.
You mean we can help 70 million people resist communism behind the Iron Curtain?
Yes, Radio Free Europe hits communism right in its own backyard. In Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Bulgaria, and Romania. Millions of people listen secretly to Radio Free Europe. Radio Free Europe's broadcast unmasks Soviet spies and traitors. Keep hope and courage alive. And believe me, these broadcasts bother the commies plenty. They spend millions of rubles a year just trying to drown them out. So far, without success.
And you say, I can help by giving Truth Dollar.
Yes, Bill. Every dollar counts. Every Truth Dollar sends 100 words of truth over Radio Free Europe. Folks, why don't you help fight communism, too? And send your Truth Dollars to Crusade for Freedom, care of your postmaster.
Let's return now to Second Chance.
All right, folks, we're going to swing right along into today's Mystery Voice telephone call. And while our NBC operator is getting through today's home contestant whose card was drawn from our contest barrel, you got all ready? The call is through? I want to remind you it's waiting to be won by the lucky home listener who can correctly identify the Mystery Voice when I call. All these wonderful prizes in our jackpot. Listen, a bundle of cash to start with, $400 in U.S. savings bonds. And the makers of Tetley Tea are going to start a special Christmas fund in your name, $1 a day for the next 6 months. And remember, Tetley Tea is preferred by real tea drinkers. Then, too, the makers of Beacon Wax will present you with a $100 bank account. Beacon Wax, you know, gives the hardest, brightest, and longest gloss and is guaranteed to outshine and outlast other waxes. Also in our tempting jackpot, a full week's vacation in New York City. We'll fly you here and home again aboard a luxurious American Airlines DC-7. And while you're here, you'll be a guest of the famous Henry Hudson Hotel. For the trip, you'll travel in ease with a set of Maximilian luggage. On the way of home furnishings and gifts, we're going to dress up your kitchen with a beautiful RCA estate gas range. And to top off the jackpot, there's a handsome set of wristwatches. Are you hearing that all right out there? That's good. I'll get your name in just a moment. Now, isn't that a jackpot well worth shooting for? And all it takes, you know, is a postcard to make you eligible. And let's find out who this is on the line right now. Hi, this is Johnny Olson, Second Chance in New York. Who am I talking to, please? Mrs. Frieda Farnsworth. And where are you speaking from, Frieda? Sounds like a long-distance connection. It's kind of faint. Seattle, Washington. No wonder we're from coast to coast on Second Chance today. NBC gets everywhere. Are you a homemaker, Frieda? You have how many children? You've got 6 children. Wow, you're to be congratulated. But let's get right down to business now, because this whole jackpot of prizes and cash that I've been announcing can be yours if you can tell me the name of our mystery voice. Now, here's what I want you to do, Frieda. Listen carefully to these clues, and then have just one answer ready for me. You ready? All right, here's the mystery voice.
I've logged more mileage than any rival. They strike up the band upon my arrival. An early design upon my board missed the mark, and I was floored.
All right, Mrs. Farnsworth, Seattle, Washington, for over $1,300 in cash and prizes. Can you identify the mystery voice? Now, who do you think it is? Give me just one answer. You think it's who? Andy Devine? You mean the graveled-voiced movie star? That's a very good try, Mrs. Farnsworth. But I'm sorry, it's not the answer I'm looking for. But you cheer up out there in Seattle, will you? Because I'm going to send you a $25 U.S. savings bond through the courtesy of All New Tony, the home permanent that's odor-free, trouble-free, frizz-free as a wave can be. And thanks for sending in your card. Goodbye. Well, she didn't win the jackpot, but I'll bet you Mrs. Farnsworth will have something to tell the neighbors about. And so will you if I call you long distance for a crack at our Mystery Voice jackpot. And if you'd like to be eligible for a call, all you got to do is send a name, phone number on a postcard and send it to Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York 19, New York. And now, an important announcement. For quite a number of years, we on the Second Chance program have silently admired the wonderful and outstanding work of various community and service organizations throughout our country. Now, we think it's certainly about time that we raised our voices and told all America about it. And I suppose if we started to list off all the names of the number of deserving organizations, we could list off names like the Lions Clubs and the Moose and the Elks and the Kiwanis and the Rotary and the JCs. We could go on forever and even then accidentally leave out the names of a number of really deserving organizations. But we would like to tell of their wonderful projects that have in the past and are now in the present, giving a second chance to needy and deserving citizens of our great nation. Now, if you're a member of an organization who has actively taken part in giving a second chance to others, we'd like to hear from you. And if you are the individual who has received this second chance through the work of any organization and want to give credit where credit is due, we'd like to hear from you, too. So send your letters to Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York 19, New York. Again, let's rejoin Second Chance. I want to welcome a very charming lady who took her second chance 7 years ago at the age of 73. This is Mrs. Vernie Stewart from Chicago, Illinois. Hello, Mrs. Stewart, and welcome to Second
Chance.
Hello,
Johnny.
Mighty, mighty nice to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Mrs. Stewart, I've heard of so many older folks who are forced to retire at 60 or 65 and go home, sit there, and watch life pass them by. Now, you've probably known quite a few of them, too.
Yes, I have. In fact, I was one of them. I know how it feels. I did just that for 18 months. Mm-hmm. I sat around, looking at the four walls of the room I lived in, cooked my meals, and wondered why I couldn't still work and be independent and enjoy the years I had left.
Now, Mrs. Stewart, what had you done up to the time of your retirement? You were married, of course.
Yes, but my husband died in 1918, uh-huh. and I worked for 28 years in ready-to-wear. I lived alone in the housekeeping room. I have a son, but I didn't live with him when he got married.
Why didn't you live with him?
I like to be independent.
I kind of thought so, Mrs. Stewart. Now, what did you do when you retired? Did you have savings to live on?
Some, and my Social Security, and that's not much, you know.
That's right.
I looked at myself one day and just decided I looked young enough to go out and get a job. So a friend of mine suggested I go to Bankers Life and Casualty Company.
Well, now, what kind of a job did you apply for?
Well, anything I could do. So they put me in the accounting department.
I see. That was probably because of your lovely figure. Mrs. Stewart, how did you convince them that you weren't too old? What did you tell them?
Well, I knew that I had to show self-confidence. It must have been my attitude that convinced Mr. MacArthur.
Well, what sort of work did you do in the accounting department?
Well, I open the mail, take the money, the money orders and the checks, mm-hmm. and give credit on the premium card.
I see. Now, were there any others of your own generation working there?
No, only young girls, and they were very nice and friendly. But Mr. MacArthur decided to give me credit mm-hmm. for being a good worker. Because I didn't have to stop and talk about the date I had the night before and about the good-looking man I saw at lunch.
I know what he meant. You're not the only elderly person working there now, though, are you?
No, there are 750 like me working for them, but I was the first.
And you've done a film, too, haven't you, Mrs. Stewart?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, the President's Committee has selected Bankers Life and Casualty as an example of a firm that successfully employs aged and handicapped to make a documentary film called America's Untapped Asset. It'll be played, I understand, by television stations all over the country. Is that right?
I think it's wonderful of Mr. MacArthur to give people like myself and handicapped people a chance to be independent.
Now, Mrs. Stewart, I know that radio is such a help to old folks who cannot get out, folks who are handicapped, folks who are sick, and I hope that your being here today gives many of them a little extra boost in spirits.
I hope so. That's why I'm here.
Now, at the age of 73, you took a second chance to go back into the business world, and because of the example you set, 750 other people have received their second chances, too, at Bankers Life and Casualty in Chicago. Thank you, Mrs. Stewart, for joining us on Second Chance today, and, you know, I was reminded of what Mr. Ryder told us yesterday here on Second Chance while discussing the difficulties of old people finding jobs. He reminded us that age gives one experience that you cannot acquire in any other way. And that's what employers must be made to realize. And Mrs. Stewart, I feel that your determination and courage will help other oldsters take heart and face their problems squarely, secure in the knowledge that a second chance is possible, because you've proved it. And now, here's a man with a message. To keep America strong, the National Guard needs men in 55. Why not stop in at your local National Guard recruiting office for all particulars? Here's popular recording artist Patty Page with Tommy Dorsey in the orchestra and a musical message.
You're in style when you serve with the National Guard, right where you are in your hometown. Training won't interfere with your school or career. It's a wonderful deal all around. What a vet for a vet with the National Guard, or a young man, all agree. You're in style when you serve in the National Guard to keep America free.
This is Johnny Olson transcribed again, folks, and each day we'll continue to bring you the real-life stories of ordinary people on Second Chance, young and old, humble and proud, revealing the intimate details of their lives in the search for a second chance at happiness. By the way, you'll enjoy reading the Second Chance feature in the August True Experience magazine now on your newsstands. True Experience, pick up a copy today.